Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning and welcome to Friday. Yes, we definitely made it, and it is a pleasure to start Friday off. 715-845-2155 is the phone number if you would like to call and run the show. This is Open Phone Friday, and unlike some radio hosts that shall remain nameless, we actually open up the phones and invite you to call 715-845-2155, whatever you want to talk about. If you want to have the airing of the grievances, yeah, why not? Go ahead. It's the last Friday in May. If there's something that we've talked about this week that stuck in your craw and you're like, hey, I got a bone to pick with you, okay, bring it. If there's something that we didn't quite cover, something that you've come across that you want us to talk about, please do. Let me take a sidebar here just for a quick minute and say to those of you who send emails and stuff like that in, thank you. I got a letter today from a great group of people that had come across something that they found to be slightly disturbing. They gathered up as much information about it as they could, sent it to me, and I'm definitely going to look into it and find out what is and is not the case. They also included, and I'm not pandering, I'm not asking for it, but sent in a donation to the Never Forgotten Honor Flight. And I am just deeply touched by how much generosity there is for this wonderful group of people. The Never Forgotten Honor Flight sends veterans to Washington, D.C., free of charge. They fly them to D.C., and they are there then able to go on a great tour of all of the memorials that are there so that they can see what was built for their honor. Tremendous. And it was just a great experience to have somebody just off the cuff say, hey, by the way, I want to donate. All right, let's run onto the phone just for a little bit. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Rick.
Rick, how you doing, my friend?
I'm good.
What can we do for you?
Well, first of all, thank you for your efforts on the Never Forgotten Honor Flight. It's a great program.
I wish I could take more credit, but I don't do anything except flap my gums. The guys that that organize it and work it are some of the most dedicated, hardworking people I have ever come across, and their passion is making sure that they take good care of the veterans. It's an amazing group of people.
But thanks to you, a lot of people know about it, and it's a wonderful thing. But that's not why I called.
Okay.
Something that you mentioned earlier on the show. Scout Willis is protesting censorship on a website.
She, why, do you want the web address? Is that what you're saying? No.
Well, I'm just saying, good grief, I'm a little bit older than some people, and, you know, I've seen protests against the war. I've seen protests against the draft. I've seen protests against atrocities in other countries, all sorts of stuff.
Things that matter.
But censorship on Instagram?
Yeah, the story was that Rumor Willis walked around Manhattan topless so that she could protest the censorship of photographs that are posted on Instagram. Instagram has a decency filter, a sensor, and if there's things on there that they deem to be too graphic, boop, it's gone. I don't have a problem with that, but apparently Rumor Willis wants us all to be able to look at her and everybody else's goodies on all of the social media websites.
Well, some people thank God you can't see them.
yes. Let's. So what you're saying is you don't want to see Betty White leading this protest?
I don't want to see Betty White. I don't even want to see Scout Willis leading this protest. I just wonder what goes through somebody's head when they get up in the morning and they say, yeah, you know what, this censorship on Instagram is off the charts. I need to protest this.
You know, it's a very interesting point that you bring up, and it actually has some very serious social ramifications. There are people that do not have a sense of self-worth unless they're involved in other people's lives, unless they're injecting their feelings into somebody else. They've got to stand up and do it. And some of the things that they take up are just so silly, just ridiculous. Like that, for example, it really is ridiculous. I think a lot of the people that are protesting, it's like, you know, there's probably some things in your own life that you could spend some time getting squared away before you start worrying about whether or not we can see goodies on Instagram. So there it goes.
There's very important stuff like the fact that the dollar menu at McDonald's is much smaller than it used to be.
And what can you actually get for a dollar? You know, so what you're saying is that we here on the station, we should get naked and march through the streets of Wausau protesting the inadequacies of the dollar menu at Mickey D's.
It's more socially relevant than Instagram.
I see your point, my friend. Thank you very much for that. Thank you for the opportunity. All right. Thanks for listening. Nobody ever wants to see me or any of the crew sans clothing for anything whatsoever. All right. Also, let me throw out there for conversation is a city regulation that Sacramento City Council just put together on taxi drivers. Now, I know the issue of foreign service here in the central Wisconsin area is not the same as in a large city. If you've ever been to a big city, New York, Sacramento, Chicago, and so forth, many of the cab drivers are foreign. Okay, I'm not being racist. I'm not being, I'm not trying to be a funny guy here. They are.
In all seriousness, when I go back to New York, you can tell which immigrant group is the newest arrivals by what is the most common nationality of taxi drivers.
Really?
Because
that's a keen observation.
That's kind of the entry level. If you just come to this country, we can teach you how to drive, or maybe you've learned to drive in your own country, and then you become a cab driver.
You know what? Then that's a very interesting point, and we're going to take that up when we bring up the subject in full after the break. Before we go to break, let's do one more phone call. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
This is Gordon.
Gordon, what can we do for you?
Hey, guys. Hey, I heard in the bits and pieces of the news early this morning about some teacher somewhere, Stevens Point, they gave, this teacher gave a toilet brush to some student and said that's what you're going to be doing after high school, after you graduate.
Allegedly, the student.
Allegedly, you know, what's going on with stuff like that?
The student says.
Half a brain or what?
Hang on. The student says that's what the teacher said. The teacher says, no, that is not what happened. So it's a he said, she said.
This is a complicated story.
Yeah, it is.
Either they did it or they didn't, and if that's the case, that teacher should be fired.
If she did it,
yeah.
If the teacher said with intent to say all you're going to do is be a maid and scrub toilets for your living, then yes, I would agree with her firing.
I would bet that's not what the teacher said.
Any teacher giving a kid a toilet brush at graduation should be fired. That's absurd.
No. Hold on.
If I was that parent, man, I'd take that. You wouldn't want me to know what I'd do with that.
Part of the conversation, and see, this is the issue. A lot of parents believe whatever the child says without getting any other information.
And a lot of people believe just what the teacher says.
Yes, and so you have to have both sides. The education that the individual was receiving was from a class curriculum designed for special needs students to help them. To help them develop the skills for taking care of themselves, which includes cleaning, et cetera, taking care of themselves, cooking, cleaning, household management, and others.
Yeah, I got a kid in special stuff in high school.
And so you want them to be able to get an education to help them be the best that they can be, period. Whatever level that is, you want them to be able to reach their best.
And the kids pigeonholed into something where they don't want to teach, but they just want to pigeonhole.
The teacher, I believe, was giving the gift to say, you've learned how to do some of these things.
Yeah.
Here's some tools to help you do it at home. I don't believe there was any intent to belittle at all. I really don't.
Oh, really?
No,
okay.
That's my opinion.
Well, no, wait a minute.
Right.
Look,
right. Your opinion's wrong, that's for sure.
Well, you can think that. I appreciate that.
The caller may see this different because he's got a kid in special ed. Here is a news story. This is a true story that I covered while I was in Connecticut. There was a student who had a severe learning disability. In fact, to the point that he was going to have trouble learning how to speak. And there was a question of, does this student belong in school, in a special ed program in school, mm-hmm. or does he belong in an institution? And this is one of those judgment calls right. that a judge wound up making. And the judge said, this student can be in school. And the school district fought this. We don't have a program for someone who is disabled or has these difficulties mm-hmm. functioning. I mean, the student was nonverbal.
Mm-hmm.
The student could not use the bathroom, could not mm-hmm. could not be able to take care of his bodily functions.
Yeah.
So yet the school wound up operating a special class for one, for this student,
yeah.
at tremendous cost to the taxpayers, but they did it.
And
they found a dedicated team of teachers, to work with the student.
Yep.
And they said that they actually made progress with him compared to where he started.
Okay.
At the end of his time in school, he was able to use the toilet on his own.
Yeah.
His teachers gave him toilet paper to take home as a reward for being able to use the bathroom.
I would not be upset by that.
Some people would find that very offensive. You're giving my kid toilet paper as a gift?
If you don't understand all of the circumstances that go along with it, I can understand being offended. But knowing
what
the
toilet brush is in the same mode or same spirit. That's the way I take it.
This is the way I take it as well. You know what? Let's fire that up as a subject for debate. WSAU, this is Feedback. We got to take a break. We'll answer phone calls when we get back. 715-845-2155.
Breaking news, severe weather. Hear it on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback. 715-845-2155. Okay, let me make a statement here because I don't want anyone to misunderstand where my heart is at. All right? I think this is very, very important. When you have a special needs student, someone who it may be minor that is having a little bit of a learning disability, that okay, I don't read very well, I need somebody to read to me. I am not very good at auditory. I can't process the words when you're speaking them. I need to read them. Whatever. I believe it is the responsibility of the educational system to take as good a care of special needs children as possible. How? Well, that's up for debate. What's the best way to do it? I believe that the school system, the public school system as a whole in our country, is doing a horrible job of providing a future for special needs children. I believe they are being politically correct, and they are not doing the best for the children. Those individuals that take care of special need children are amazing most of the time. I believe that we need to pay and train more to be special needs caregivers and educators for the children. For those individuals that are derogatory in their verbiage to special needs children. Oh, I don't know, the term window licker comes to mind right off the bat. I'm sorry. There is no excuse for using that term in reference to special needs children at all. I don't want to hear, oh, I was referring to the bus they were riding on. Bull crap. That is inappropriate. Now, that person should face severe disciplinary action. But an individual who has dedicated their life to taking care of special needs kids, this circumstance with the graduation gift, I believe is a misunderstanding, and cooler heads need to prevail. The strength by which the administration said no, we are not going to fire because it is entirely inappropriate, tells me that the administration talked to the teacher, and the teacher has a reputation of being a caring, loving person to the special needs children in her care. I believe that we as a society must do everything we can to give special needs children and adults everything they can to have as full, rich, and contributory life as possible. Absolutely. Anything short of that is just immoral. But the flip side to that is, those individuals, I am not talking about special needs. I am now talking about individuals, able-bodied individuals, that just decide, I don't want to do the work in school, or I don't want to do the work in the real world. I want to have it handed to me. I want to be lazy. I want to work the system to where I don't have to do it. To those individuals, I have no sympathy and will give nothing, nothing of my time or my assets to those that just want to be lazy. To those that have special needs and special difficulties to get over, I have a very tender place in my heart and will do everything I can for them. Let's go to the phones. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Kim.
Kim, thanks for calling in. What can we do for you?
Well said, Seth, but I just wanted to say I have sat on a lot of ethics panels and arbitrations, et cetera, and I know that it's really easy to just rush to judgment when you hear the first thing. You've got to hear the whole story before you go to judgment.
Agree.
The second thing I have to say is this is actually a result of where we're going as a nation, you know, where everybody is treated the same, you know, little Johnny and Susie, they're all on the same level. Everybody gets on base. We don't keep score, et cetera, et cetera. What is wrong with looking at that? Not everybody is the same. And when you do have somebody that reaches their full potential, you reward that. You acknowledge that. You give them credit for that.
Right.
If this individual is not going to college, is not going to be, you know, an engineer, a doctor, a nurse, whatever, what is wrong with them if they are going to be a janitor, you know, and scrubbing toilets, quote unquote? If that's their best potential and that's what they're doing, then applaud them for it. And I believe that's probably what the teacher did. And at first judgment, I would have to agree. I was very indignant, too. I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Well, then you hear the rest of the story. It's like, okay, and this is where we as a nation need to step back and acknowledge people for what they do.
It's interesting the hypocrisy in this whole political correctness movement. We are supposed to accept everyone, whatever their behavior is. We are supposed to accept them and say, that's how you do things, and that's okay. However, in this particular circumstance, they want a lot of special needs students to be mainstreamed in and put into the general curriculum and go through the same curriculum as the general student. And for a lot of special needs kids, they can't do it. And they get frustrated and depressed because they are given tasks that they have no ability to overcome and to accomplish.
What does it say, Seth, even in the Bible? I'm not going to go all scriptural on everybody, but we're all a body, and every part of the body is needed.
Right.
And just because the head does different job doesn't mean the toe isn't just as important, or the finger, or the liver,
right,
or the heart. You know, so let's stop it. You know, if this big thing is getting blown out of proportion, and here this person, this child, should be saying, good for you.
It is exactly the thing that we need to do is say, okay, this individual has these limitations. So let us focus on what their abilities are, make them as productive and helpful and to reach their ultimate potential. And then wherever that is, congratulate them and let them know that now, yes, it is okay to be an individual that puts stickers on fruit in the produce aisle. It is okay to be an individual that has limited capacity. You're doing the best you can. I end every show with go out and be the best you that you can be. And I mean it. No matter what level that is, if you're putting forth your best, that's something to be proud of. No matter what level of quote-unquote success that reaches, if you're doing your best, you got nothing to be ashamed of. You can be proud.
You know, I hope we've given some people some other things to think about. Look at the other side of the coin.
Got it.
And don't always look at it negative. You know, this could be a positive, and people are making it a negative.
So I hear you.
On that note, have a great day.
You too. Have a great weekend. Thanks for calling in. And on that, we are going to take one more commercial break, and we will continue with feedback at 715-845-2155 when we return.
Breaking news, the latest weather, around the clock on WSAU.